Fermentation. 100% natural bio superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046, 970-482-5046.
Here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Michael Shaw from the freedomadvocates.org here in Santa Cruz, and where he's going to be talking about this whole move towards Agenda 21, ICLEI, sustainable development, this effort to use the so-called environmental threat to destroy freedom as we've known it. Good morning, Michael. Thanks for being with us. Michael? Oh, I don't, Michael isn't there. Well, I guess maybe it is going to be open lines this morning. Our telephone number then is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. I thought Michael would be with us this morning. But under any circumstances, what will we talk about? Well, would you like to talk about how they are basically intentionally precipitating this economic crisis? An article yesterday in both the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, saying, you know, small businesses just can't get loans. And small businesses are so vitally important because small businesses, employ the majority of people. They provide the majority of jobs in the United States. And small businesses can't get loans. And Ben Bernanke is saying he's going to try to get the banks to lend money to the small businesses. Well, of course, this is a total lie and total deception. Ben Bernanke knows, but most people do not know, that the Federal Reserve System is paying the small banks not to lend money to the small businesses that need the money if we're ever going to get out of this recession. This whole recession is engineered. It is intentionally created by the ruling elite because it will eventually result in total chaos and anarchy, and out of this chaos, they hope will come the one world government. Now, how can I make the statement that the Federal Reserve is engineering this whole thing? Well, basically, you have to understand the fractional reserve banking system. The fractional reserve banking system means that you have to keep a fraction of your reserves on hand or on deposit with the Federal Reserve System. Basically, you keep $1 on reserve with the Federal Reserve System. You can lend out $9. But supposedly, then, you're certainly not all of your loans are going to go bad, so certainly you'll be able to continue this fraudulent system by which banks create money out of nothing. We talk about credit. You get credit from a bank. Basically, they create money out of nothing. There's two forms of money. There's the real money turned out by the Treasury. It used to be based upon gold and silver. Now they can churn out all they want to. There are no restraints, but they know if they put out too much, why, you get inflation, the whole system collapses. So basically, they restrict the amount of money that they actually put out. But you have to understand then that the Treasury prints money, but the banks create money out of nothing through the fractional reserve system. Well, basically, of course, through the years, why the banks were required to deposit $1 for every dollar they were going to pay out, but they never got paid for it. It was just money that's out there, but they, of course, got the 6% interest on the money they created out of nothing, and that was what the fractional reserve system was. However, starting back in October of 2008, the Federal Reserve System started paying banks interest on the money they deposited with the Federal Reserve. Why did they do that? Well, because they wanted to collapse the system. And if you pay banks not to lend money, what do you think they're going to do? They're not going to lend money. I mean, after all, it's a profit motive system. And if you pay banks not to lend money, in other words, to put all of the reserves, not just, you know, $1, you know, but put as much money as they have, and then they can't lend money because all the money is with the Federal Reserve System. And so that's basically what they're doing. And the rationale behind this is, look, if the banks were lending money, and there's all this money out there, if the banks were creating credit and lending money, why, we would have runaway inflation. The Fed has created almost $2 trillion of assets and circulated this in the economy, and then the Obama administration put out another $875 billion. That was the so-called stimulus bill. If all of this were out there, why, of course, we would actually have a massive runaway inflation. But rather than that happening, the banks are not lending money. And if you look at the statistics, and they don't publish M3 anymore, but M3 is the total amount of money and credit available in the entire system. And it used to be, oh, maybe 16, 17, 15, 17 trillion dollars. This was the basic M3, the money that actually real money, and then the money in checking accounts, and the money in long-term savings accounts, and then the total money is M3. They do not print this anymore. But actually, it is falling, and falling dramatically. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Unemployment's up. Income is down. Corporate and political corruption is out of control. July 24th in Denver, Colorado, join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis.
People gone mad in this country. You don't have that money. We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
Faith and Liberty Conference also features incredible presentations from the banking whistleblowers and industry experts aimed at uncovering the root of all evil in America today. For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Well, Dr. Dan back here, the American Freedom Network. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. And our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, and so it's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But one of the strangest things, if you really follow M3, remember, the government said, oh, we're not going to publish M3 anymore. We've published it for many years, but we're not going to publish it anymore because it doesn't have any meaning. We don't know what it means, so we're not going to publish it. They've been publishing this thing for 50 years, and suddenly, why it has no meaning? Well, the truth of the matter is, they don't want you common people out there to understand what's really happening. But during the Great Depression, M3 contracted markedly. Today, M3 is contracting markedly. Why is it contracting? Well, M3 is the end result of all the money that the banks are loaning. And so for every dollar they have, they can lend $9. Now, that's for the small banks. The large banks are allowed to end up owning 30 or 40 times what they have on reserves. Totally nonsensical, because, of course, if the situation turns around, why, all the banks go down. But, of course, they're too big to fail. You, ladies and gentlemen, are going to bail them out so they can continue acting irresponsibly. And as long as they know they're going to be bailed out, why shouldn't they act irresponsibly? After all, they're too big to fail. Well, what they've done, though, with the small banks, which are the major source of loans in America, now they've actively discouraged them from loaning. They're not loaning. They're not getting this multiplier 9-to-1 effect. And that's why the M3 is contracting, despite the fact that the Fed has put out about $2 trillion, maybe $2.5 trillion. We really don't know how much they put out, because everything is hidden. They talk about transparency. The truth of the matter is, they don't want the public to know what they're doing. All I can tell you for certain is you're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever taken. And it's being taken from the little guys, the taxpayer, the average American, and transferred to the people of great wealth who are associated with the Brotherhood of Darkness. This occult organization that really runs the world today. You can get their membership list. We have it published. It's called the Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's a syllabus we put together. But in the Trilateral Commission, remember, there's only 87 members of the North American chapter. Who's there? Why, the head of Goldman Sachs, the head of Citigroup, Jamie Dimon, the chairman of J.P. Morgan Chase, was a member of the Trilateral Commission until recently. I don't know if they still is or not, but certainly the next tier down, the CFR, you find the Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Morgan Stanley. Those are the only six major banks we still have. Now, we had four more that went down. We used to have 10, Wachovia, Washington Mutual, Bear Stearns, Merrill Lynch, Lehman Brothers, that's, I guess, 11. But they've all gone, those five have gone down. And they've been intentionally taken down, simply by the others. Of course, these people know no honor among thieves, and of course, they are actually working to by destroying the Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers. Why, all the people who own stock there and bonds simply lost everything they had. That's the way the system works. That's what I think they're going to do with British Petroleum. And, of course, the stock owners are going to lose out. The bond owners are going to lose out. And somebody's going to end up buying British Petroleum, where they're vast and they have all sorts of oil leases and oil all over the world. And what you're going to see is another major transfer of wealth from the average individual, from the bondholders, from the insurance companies and pension funds that are invested in British Petroleum stock, and they're going to lose out. Now, right now, British Petroleum stock is going up, and maybe they're going to be able to pull themselves out of this mess that they're in here by selling off assets, or maybe they're going to go down. We're just going to have to wait and see. Time alone will tell, but basically these people are ruthless. They will simply kill one another or destroy one another. And this is what you're seeing in the banking system today. Right now, the economy of the United States, contrary to everything you're hearing, things are getting better. It is not getting better. Unemployment continues increasing. The real unemployment rate is over 22%. Young people coming out of college can't get jobs. People continue losing their homes. Foreclosures continue increasing. Prices of homes were up a couple of months ago, but they seem to be declining again. We're on the verge of a major economic contraction. Now, this next week or two, we're going to see the corporate earnings coming out. During the first quarter, some of the corporations did fairly well, but I fear that the new corporate earnings are going to be coming out are going to be a disaster. Certainly the establishment Trilateral Brotherhood of Darkness corporations are doing fine because they've got lots of money, and they're, of course, setting money aside. They're not investing it. They're not preparing to increase manufacturing because they know very well that certainly America's on the decline. They're not going to be able to sell their products. So they're accumulating money. But the small businesses are not allowed to borrow. They're not allowed to. If they can't borrow, they can't take out employees. They can't manufacture. And so more and more of our small businesses are going out of business. Our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. You must understand that there is an intentional plan to destroy our economy. They have shipped our steel industry primarily overseas. We have very little steel industry. We used to be the greatest steel producer in the world. That's no longer true. We've intentionally shipped our steel production to Taiwan and to Japan and to China and to countries in the Orient. We shipped our electronic industry overseas. Just try and buy a television set made in the United States, or a cellular phone, or an iPhone, or anything electronically made in the United States. Very little of it. We've shipped our electronic industry overseas. We've shipped our automotive industry overseas. America used to make 18 million cars a year. This last year, we made 10 million cars. Whereas China, of course, has gone from making 2 or 3 million cars a year. This year, they're going to make 11 to 12 million cars, probably next year, unless, of course, the depression, the worldwide depression hits them. They'll be up to 18 million cars, and before long, they'll be producing Chinese cars and sending them here to the United States for sale. That's the plan, whether the recession is going to influence that or not. But basically, we've outsourced our steel industry. We've outsourced our electronic industry. We've outsourced our automotive industry. All of this has been done intentionally. And when you understand that, you see there is a master plan. It's been around for a long time to shift our industries out of the United States, but they can't tell of the American people what's really going on. And certainly, as more and more of our industries leave, there are going to be less and less jobs. Now, there is a master plan. And if you want to hear it, we have a four-tape set called The New Order of the Barbarians. It was a talk given by Dr. Richard Day in 1969 where he said the plan was to move industries out of the United States to other countries. And, of course, we were simply going to be a service industry and dealing with finances. That's the way it was planned. Today, they are destroying our agriculture here in California, why they've certainly done away with agriculture in the Central Valley, by cutting off water. It was done under the Obama administration. We've destroyed the farming industry and farming jobs. When President Obama says he wants to create jobs, he's telling us the truth. But he wants to create those jobs in other countries. But he can't tell you that. He can't tell you the real agenda of the people who control Barack Obama is to ship our jobs overseas. So they're destroying the agricultural industry here in California, in the Central Valley, simply by an EPA edict that we can't have any water for the farms. And, of course, businesses all across America shut down. You go to the malls, about 10% occupancy rate. Some malls, 50% occupancy rate. This is being done intentionally. They're destroying our fishing industry. They've intentionally destroyed the fishing industry. This whole oil leak down there in the Gulf is as phony as a $3 bill. Yesterday, of course, we were told we had the cap in place, and they were doing the measurements, you know, on the cap over that oil leak. And yet when you turn your program on, and we watched it on at least two different television networks twice, why you can see the oil still billowing up. Well, how could the oil be billowing up when they've got a cap over it? You have to understand they're playing games with your mind, ladies and gentlemen. The purpose of television is to control your reality. Even though the oil is capped off and then is coming out, why, of course, you're watching it billowing up there. Why? Because that's what they want you to believe. Implant in your mind the picture of the oil billowing up. And if you weren't already aware of it, they put it on television, even though the well is capped and there's no oil coming out. Why, they still show you that on television. Their purpose, of course, is to destroy the oil industry here in the United States, to stop offshore drilling. And all those people there on the oil rigs there in the Gulf doing oil drilling, they're all out of work. Obama says he wants to create jobs, and yet he put out a presidential directive for a six-month suspension of offshore oil drilling, not only in the Gulf but in Alaska. Why would he do that if he wants to create jobs? Ladies and gentlemen, he says what you want to hear, but don't watch what he says. Look and see what he's doing. And he's shifting the oil jobs offshore. He's shifting the agricultural jobs offshore. But it's not just in agriculture and oil. Certainly, as the small businesses shut down, then, of course, we talk about electricity. We want cheap electricity. The cheapest electricity we can get, ladies and gentlemen, is hydroelectric electricity. 1 or 2 cents per kilowatt, and yet, of course, they're tearing out dams all across America. And there is an organized plan to tear out dams. Why would they do that? Why, very simply, because dams prevent flooding. So we take out the dams, we'll have flooding. Dams maintain the level of water in the aquifers. Well, we just won't have the water stored in the aquifers. Certainly then, of course, we won't have the hydroelectric power that comes from the dams. Why are they doing this? Because they want to destroy our nation, but they can't tell the American people that. We certainly give money, lend money, provide money for China to build dams there as we tear down dams in the United States. Does that really make sense to you? And then, of course, we have electricity. Oh, my goodness. We can't have coal generating plants We can't have, you know, the natural gas generating plants. We can't have oil generating plants. We certainly can't have nuclear power. We can't have hydroelectric power. We're going to tear out the bombs. We're going to have green energy. We're going to have wind energy, and that's great when the wind's blowing, but it's twice or three times as expensive as regular energy, but that's all right. We'll have wind energy, and you can generate electricity that way, and then, of course, we're going to have solar energy. Well, except every time they want to put in large arrays of plates of solar panels down in the desert areas, why somebody comes along and says, oh, you're going to destroy the ecology of the desert. We can't put those areas in. And so there's always reasons. But they tell you we're going to shift to a green energy. Well, of course, every time you create a new job in the green energy, you destroy two jobs in the old energy system. And that's what it's all about. But what it's really about is running up the cost of electricity. Why should you have regular electricity in the United States when they don't have regular electricity in Baghdad or in Kenya or in Somalia? Why should you live so well? They believe in equality. We'll be right back.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former U.N. Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and certainly we were talking about what was going on. Our number is 877-254-7524, but we were simply talking about how there is an organized effort to lower your living standards. And so they're going to have increasing problems with electricity. Certainly they're not repairing our long-term Transportation lines, there's large cables that bring electricity. They're just not updating this. It needs to be updated. And it's going to start breaking down before long. But that's what they really want. They want to lower our living standards. They want to run the price of electricity up. The United States took Iraq back in the year 2003. At that time, they had certainly a well-developed country. They had electricity available in Baghdad 24 hours a day. Certainly, Saddam Hussein was a wicked man, but remember, he worked for the CIA. We installed him in 1979. We kept him in power. You read the book we carry called See No Evil by Robert Baer, and he will tell you when he was a CIA agent in Iraq, he never knew an Iraqi who didn't believe the American government was keeping Saddam Hussein in power. Well, today you go into Baghdad, and of course you get electricity 2 hours a day. We've been there for 9 years, and yet, of course, we have no electricity. We spent billions of dollars trying to develop electricity, and shucks, we're just so incompetent that Baghdad today, an hour, 2 hours of electricity a day, intermittent water, intermittent sewage. How could you destroy a nation so completely? Same way destroyed the nation in Zimbabwe when we installed the Marxist thug, Mugabe. We installed him. We've kept him in power there. And today, almost half the population has fled. Where are you going to flee to when they do the same thing here? They're planning on destroying our electrical system, running up the a level, and probably before long will be chaos and crisis, and there'll be intermittent electricity in America. And you say that could never happen. Ladies and gentlemen, there are evil and wicked people in positions of power today who have a different agenda. They've laid it out in the Earth Charter. They want equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. And they want to raise our living standards to that of the Chinese peasant and the Mexican peasant. You know, and a lot of them don't have any electricity at all, so why should we have electricity? They want equality throughout the world, except, of course, for the ruling elite. Get the Earth Charter. If you can't get it, you can get it from my ministry at Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. But get it off the Internet. Read it. Read Point 10A. Realize this was written by the nephew of the man who rules America, David Rockefeller. The permanent chairman of the council, or honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, the permanent honorary chairman of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, a founding member of the Bilderbergers, a permanent member of the Bilderbergers, there's only a handful of them. He's the man who runs things behind the scene, who told a friend of mine, some men are born to rule. Most men are born to be ruled. And that's you he's talking about, ladies and gentlemen. These are elitists. They run the world. And basically, of course, now they're going ahead and they're destroying the financial system here in this country. Why, they've already closed down, I think, 85 banks in America. We'll probably lose another 100 before this year is over. And suddenly the whole basic financial structure is being dramatically altered, especially this new legislation they're putting through. It is not to solve the problem, this new financial reform. It is to give more power to the Federal Reserve System, which is a privately owned central bank, which ties directly into the Trilateral Commission, and as do all the central banks. Certainly, the man who heads the Central Bank of Israel is a member of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. Why would the man who heads the Central Bank of Israel be a member of the North American branch of the Trilateral Commission? The man who heads the Central Bank of Canada just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. In fact, prior to Ben Bernanke, we find Alan Greenspan came from the Trilateral Commission. The man who preceded him, Paul Volcker, came from there. The man who preceded him, there was one fellow in there, only there for about a year. But then, of course, Arthur Burns before him, Trilateral Commission. They all come from this little clique of elitists who run the world. So basically, the financial system is being destroyed and centralized in the power of a few people, and the wealth of this nation is systematically being transferred to them. Sydney, the housing industry in America is in disarray. The industrial production is progressively being limited and shut on down. The lumber industry is being pretty well destroyed. Oh, we can't be cutting trees here. The spotted owl, they've destroyed the lumber industry in the Northwest. This was done intentionally. They know exactly what they're doing. They're closing down the fishing industry, as you mentioned earlier, not only in the Gulf, but on both coasts. And yet, Sydney, in the Columbia River, there are more salmon than they've seen in many years. In other areas where, of course, there are plenty of salmon, they have the people from the fisheries out killing the salmon. Why would you kill the salmon? Oh, they're fishery salmon. Oh, you know, fishery salmon aren't good salmon. You know, they've been to sea. They look just like others. They come from the regular salmon, but they were raised in hatcheries and sent to sea, so we've got to kill them all. And they're killing, and we have videos of them killing people from the fish and wildlife industry, killing the salmon. Why would you do that? To create a crisis so you can justify shutting off the fishing industry in the United States. They are progressively destroying this nation. They're closing down mining, and all sorts of areas in the United States are being closed down because, of course, they, oh, my goodness, for environmental concern, we can't have mining. They're destroying the practice of medicine. They're moving us more towards the type of medical practice that they have in Cuba. Do you realize that in Cuba they have all sorts of doctors? They have one doctor for every 137 people in the country. Here in the United States, about one doctor for every 390 people. In Cuba, they have one doctor for every 137 people, and the doctors earn, on average, $25 a month. In fact, many of them work as taxi cab drivers or other jobs because there's no way they can live on the amount of money they get from the government. But soon, everybody here in America will, in the medical profession, will be paid by the government. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question, you have a comment, you agree, you disagree. They're shutting down our shipping industry. And certainly we used to have the largest fleet of ships, commercial ships, cargo ships in the world. It's all been transferred elsewhere. Shipbuilding is being transferred elsewhere. But, of course, the shipping industry is just simply being shut down. Transportation is being shut down. Trucking is being shut down. The trucking industry is having increasing problems. Of course, now we're competing with the Mexican trucks coming in. And, of course, if you are you are a trucker here in the United States, why, your job may not be secure because you're going to be replaced by an illegal immigrant. We had one of our supporters called us the other day saying that he'd been working as a trucker. And, of course, his job was taken by an illegal immigrant. What do you do? Just out of work. We'll be right back. Give us a call, 877-254-754.
July 24th in Denver, Colorado. Join two presidential candidates, former UN Ambassador Alan Keyes and Dr. Chuck Baldwin, as they weigh in on the global economic crisis in America today.
We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system.
For more information, log on to faithandliberty2010.com. That's faithandliberty2010.com.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Tax problems, IRS notices, credit card debt? Get professional help from local attorney Chelsea Victor at 303-702-0591. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor provides affordable, compassionate, and professional representation. Call today for a free initial consultation. The Law Office of Chelsea Victor, redefining legal representation one client at a time. That's 303-702-0591, 303-702-0591. For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, Dr. Dan, back here, a guest didn't show up, it's you and me, give us a call, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Do you really believe there is a plan to ship our industries overseas and impoverish the American people? That's pretty hard to believe, but as we mentioned earlier, they've intentionally shipped our steel industry overseas. We've subsidized the building of the steel industry in other countries. And if you are a corporation and you move overseas, you don't have to pay any taxes. Wouldn't you like to, not have to pay taxes? Isn't that an incentive to move overseas? Of course it is. That's what they really want, but they can't tell the common people in America. They wouldn't understand. They shipped our steel industry overseas. They shipped our electronic industry overseas. And as I mentioned earlier, just try and buy a television set made in the United States today. Or try to buy a cellular telephone made in the United States. All of the electronics, or almost all of it, is moved overseas. We're moving the automotive industry overseas. They've intentionally moved the textile industry overseas. They're shutting down oil production in the Gulf, but they're going to shut it down all across America. Why? Because they want to get you out of your cars. And, of course, they try to get you right now into electronic cars, but they're going to drive up the cost of electricity to the point where you're not going to be able to afford an electronic car down the line. In fact, they're planning on intentionally impoverish the American people. The latest estimates are that about 25% of the American people's credit is so bad at the present time that they're not going to be able to get credit cards. They're not going to be able to borrow money. And, of course, they're going to be pushed into a position of simply permanent poverty. And that's what they want. Now, it's starting with 25%, but as time goes by, they intend to impoverish the American people, to transfer our wealth to other nations. And remember that the Earth Charter is kept in the Ark of Hope, which is a satanic replica or simulation of the Ark of the Covenant, where the true Ten Commandments are kept. The Earth Charter is the Ten Commandments. That's what Gorbachev says. That's what Marie Strong says. That's what the people who support the Earth Charter say. It is the new Ten Commandments, because they don't like the old Ten Commandments. They don't like the old God. These people worship a different God, and they even have their own ark to keep their Ten Commandments in. It's called the Ark of Hope, the satanic counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. There is a satanic effort to destroy this nation. It is being led by key people in this country who worship a different God. And until you understand the Gnostic religion, nobody in our church is going to tell you about Gnosticism, but it is the predominant religion of the people who lead America. And it is basically the belief that there are two gods. And who do we have calling in?
Michael Shaw. Dr. Stan, I apologize.
Well, I'll let you pick up the story. Here's Michael Shaw, a good friend. He'll be with you Monday and Tuesday covering for me while I'm away. But you go right ahead, Michael.
Well, Doctor, we're going to talk on Monday or Tuesday about Agenda 21 and sustainable development, and in particular, ICLEI, because the people on the plains in Colorado are waking up to this dynamic, which is a great dynamic. Because ICLEI is the organization that gets into in the cracks and crawls of your city government and leads it on the path to this new world. And that new world is not a place anybody wants to be.
And that is both, so, I know they have it in Fort Collins, they have it in Denver too, don't they?
Yes. Now, there's about 15 cities in on the plains in Colorado that have a contract with this international NGO whose purpose is to create landscape dynamic that lends itself to the New World Order. And what that means is that all the people are to be jammed into what they call smart growth zones. Denver is a leader in smart growth development. The mayor there is one of the champions on a nationwide basis for the implementation of smart growth. And then, of course, the Wildlands Project takes all the rest of the lands and puts it off limits to people. You wonder why the Westerners are having a difficult time timbering their forests, mining their mines, taking anything out of the ground. This is because the wildlands is now becoming off limits to extraction of resources, even to the use for recreation.
And what's amazing, they're rebringing wolves into into the Northwest and Montana and Idaho, Dakotas into. Why would you bring in wolves? They're not even indigenous wolves. Why? Very simply, because of course they're destroying the ranchers. If the ranchers can't do anything about them, they're so-called endangered. They're killing off the cattle and people. The ranchers are simply going broke, but the average individual doesn't know it. They're bringing in grizzly bears, and why would you bring in grizzly bears? And why would you have cougars, protected by the government so they can come in and kill people, but you can't do anything about them? The animals seem to have more rights than people, and that's really what it's about, isn't it?
Well, it is. Under the doctrine of Agenda 21, it is openly acknowledged that animals, even some inanimate objects, are more important than human beings. So it's not a world you want to be in where you've got a narrow group of rulers who think that you are chattel, and people will be treated accordingly. In fact, under the UN doctrine of Agenda 21, the human population is to shrink by 85%. Now, they don't tell us how they're going to do that.
And I'm sure the coming nuclear war, and I think there's going to be a nuclear war, will be able to accomplish a great deal of that. People say it could never happen. And I'd say, why not? If God's just, do you really think he's going to completely ignore what's going on in America and the fact that church refuses to take a stand? But go ahead, Michael.
Well, there's a lot of ways population can be thinned. And one of the easiest and more difficult ways to trace that would be to simply crash the dollar. Crash the dollar and let havoc begin in the United States. And people who think the dollar can't be crashed need to understand the nature of fiat money, which is what we have.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Michael Shaw at American Freedom Company.
People of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door to Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Hey, Dr. Dan, back here with the American Food Network. Michael, I guess we're out of time. I appreciate so much you being with us, and you'll be here Monday and Tuesday to talk to our audience.
I will be, and I'll look forward to having a better alarm wake up, so I will be on time.
Well, God bless. I know you wouldn't do it on purpose, and I'll talk to you later. Thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan.
And for our listeners out there, you'll enjoy having Michael on Monday and Tuesday, and then we'll be back on Wednesday, God willing. And if the Lord don't come, the creeks don't rise, why we'll be here next Wednesday, tomorrow and the next day, why we will be having pre-recorded programs. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're out there across America listening to us, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because quite frankly, we need your help to continue doing what we're doing and to maintain our network of stations out across America. And we just have opportunities to go on to other stations, but financial restraints, of course, require us, first of all, to finance what we have, and then, of course, we can expand further. But people are waking up. People, it's amazing how many people will call me and tell me that they've only been aware of what's going on for 3 or 4 or 2 or 1 or sometimes even 6 months. People will say that they've known for a couple of years or 1 year, but some people the other day just said 6 months. I've just suddenly become aware of what's going on. I've listened to your program, listening to other radio programs, and suddenly I recognize what's happening. Well, that's certainly rewarding to me, but of course you can help us if you're in a position to by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. Remember, we're all-day conference on October 17th. We're going to be bringing in speakers from across America, and we hope that you'll be able to come. We're serving lunch. You have to have reservations, so give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to attend the annual Radio Liberty Conference. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to get my talk on the specter haunting America. How can we get people concerned? Well, when they understand that they're intentionally and purposely poisoning their children, why, maybe that'll get to them. We hope it will. And all you need to do is point out that 1 in 9 children today has asthma. You don't see that in children who aren't vaccinated. 1 in 11 to 12 children has serious allergies. You don't see that in children who aren't vaccinated. 1 in 60 boys is autistic. You don't see that in children who aren't vaccinated. And certainly 1 out of every 6 American children has either a neurodevelopmental or learning disability. And you don't see that in the children who aren't vaccinated. And they tell us that vaccines are safe and effective. Well, some of them are effective, but of course, all of them are potentially dangerous. That's why you need to hear my talk on the specter haunting America and David Ayoub's talk on mercury autism and the global vaccine agenda. Why are the people who are so interested in population control so interested in vaccinating all the little black and brown children throughout the world? You'd think if you were really interested in population control, you wouldn't be wanting to vaccinate children and save their lives, or maybe Maybe you're not vaccinating them to save their lives. Maybe there is another agenda. And when you get this DVD, Dr. Ayub, why, of course, you'll also get a free CD-ROM that has literally thousands of pages of scientific material on it about how they're poisoning our children. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and Fellowship.